Journal Radio, the Midwest's radio home for the outdoors.
Online at sportingjournalradio.com.
Hi, welcome to the show. I'm Brett Amundson. Thanks for tuning in across the Sporting Journal Radio Network, on demand at sportingjournalradio.com or podcastable and subscribable in your iTunes. All right, this week's show brought to you by Lake of the Woods Tourism. Visit Thief River Falls, Goose Fest coming up September 29 and 30, Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort on Devil's Lake, and Mid-Migration Outfitters offering guided duck and goose hunts in western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. This week, we're going to talk to Corey Loeffler from the DRC Call Company about hunting cranes, Youth Waterfowl Day, and also Canada goose hunting, and find out what's going on with his call company. Joe Henry's got a Lake of the Woods fishing report for us. We'll go in the truck with Tony Crotty to find out a little bit more about the upcoming waterfowl seasons too. And Laura Stengrim from Visit Thief River Falls Convention and Visitors Bureau will tell us about all the events taking place at this year's 43rd annual Goose Fest. All right, joining us on the phone right now, the owner of the DRC Call Company in Thief River Falls, Minnesota, Corey Loeffler. Corey, how are things, man?
Things are good. Things are looking really good.
Yeah, the early goose season has been going on now for a little while now. What is the date today? So about a week, I suppose, something like that, the early goose season's been happening. Have you guys been chasing geese up there at all?
Yeah, we've been chasing some geese around, both with in the field hunting and doing some scouting, driving around all over the place. Got some reports of some migrating flocks coming through, probably those 1 and 2 year old birds, molt migrators they call them, swinging back through the area and stopping in for maybe just a couple hours or maybe just a couple weeks, who knows, but quite a few birds in the area right now, and things are fun.
It is kind of fun when you can hunt migrators a little bit. I mean, obviously, hunting geese, you try to get on a feed and shoot the birds that are hanging around a little bit. But when you can break down those high flocks, that's it's kind of a fun feeling.
Yeah, when their wingtips touch together and it looks like they're coming down from the heavens to join you for a little fun in the decoys, doesn't get much better than that.
Speaking of some of those birds that have been migrating, we were talking a little bit off the air. You said some special birds have been coming through.
Yeah, I've heard a few groups of hunters, a couple friends and a couple friends of friends, I guess. Couple different groups of guys have shot white neck collared Canada geese, and they'll put the white neck collars on the goose as a sight tag or a sight marker, and you'd actually be able to read the code. Every single neck collar has a different series of letters and numbers on it, unique to that bird, kind of like your cell phone number, so to say. And you'd be able to see that neck collar with a spotting scope or a pair of binoculars to track the migration of that bird. And a couple unlucky ones found their way into some decoy spreads in the area. And they were actually, those neck collars were put on, I think most of them last year in Illinois.
Really? Cool.
Yeah.
Now, putting neck collars on last year, I thought the neck collar, the way of marking birds with neck collars was kind of going away because it sometimes was a safety issue for the goose.
That could be there. I've heard a couple rumors that would confirm that as well. But then all of a sudden a study will come up and they want to track a certain flock of geese or track a certain population of geese in a certain area. And that's kind of the easiest way to do it, I guess.
You're in the part of the state of Minnesota that crane hunting is allowed. It starts next weekend, Saturday, September 16th, in that northwest corner of Minnesota. You've been out scouting around mainly for Canada geese, but probably for cranes too, and you've been seeing some numbers up there?
Yeah, this morning I was out in the vehicle for a few hours. I definitely beat the gravel roads for a while. Put some miles on and found some pretty impressive numbers of cranes in the area. I would say one field probably had more than 500, and that's pretty typical for, I'd say 3 weeks from now. But this early in the year to see this many cranes around here is pretty cool. I think we're going to have a really good crane season.
I think cranes are just fascinating birds. I think the way they look, the way they sound, just the history behind them. I think they're really cool birds. I'd like to see us be able to hunt them all over the state. But that's always one of the funnest things for me to do, I think, when we come up for Goose Fest, is to go chase those cranes around up there, Corey.
Well, yeah, it's a unique bird to hunt because this is the only place in Minnesota that you can shoot them, that Northwest Goose Zone. So Thief River Falls area, all the way up into Hallock, Minnesota. That entire area of the state, we can shoot one a day over here. The license is really affordable. Is it $3, maybe, something like that?
Yeah, three or four or something. I can't remember.
Pretty
cheap. And hunting them, I mean, ideally it's kind of fun to try to decoy them. And you've been able to decoy some cranes, right?
Yeah, we've set out a few spreads of decoys. Typically, what you're trying to do is attract them back to a certain area, and you'll hunt way in front of your decoy spread, anywhere between 100 and 200 yards, actually, in front of your decoys. If you can use a fence row, a rock pile, hay bales, something of that sort, maybe a field ditch, in order to conceal yourself, put your decoys behind you, that will center up the birds and send them over, guys. But typically the main struggle that people find in hunting cranes is trying to hide from those eyes. People say eagles have really good eyes. I don't know. Cranes would be right up there with eagles, I think.
Corey Loeffler, our guest from the DRC Call Company in Thief River Falls, Minnesota, on Sporting Journal Radio, talking about crane hunting at the moment. And one of the best parts to me about crane hunting is that you get to eat them afterwards, and most people are surprised at how good they are.
Yeah, absolutely. My favorite way to cook a crane breast on the grill, just salt and pepper on it, I would take that whole breast out of the bird, slice it in half, lengthways, so you would reduce the thickness of the breast in half, so you'd make two steaks out of one. Cook that just like your favorite New York strip steak. It's super lean meat, and honestly, I think it probably has the closest resemblance to beef of any wild game that I've ever tried.
Yeah, every time I tell that to people, that we literally, last time I cooked it, we had a fight over the pieces of it. Everybody looks at me funny. But it's delicious. I love it. I'm looking forward to getting out there and popping a couple more of them during Goose Fest this year, September 29 and 30 in Middle River, Minnesota, just north of Thief River Falls up there. Corey, you always have goose in the Goose Cook-Off Contest. Are you going to be doing that again this year?
I think we might have to give it a try. We'll see. I'm not going to reveal any recipes or plans that I may have, but I know we've done fairly well with some boneless breaded and fried buffalo wings. That was a crowd pleaser a couple years back, and we came home with that first place trophy, the coveted Goose Cook-Off.
Right. Last year when we were up there, we hunted cranes and some geese in a wheat field, and wheat's kind of primarily your field up there, right? I mean, you don't really have a lot of corn and soybeans up that way, and it was really wet too. What are the conditions like up there this year?
Opposite of last year, super, super dry. The wheat's coming off, the wheat stubble's getting turned under, and we haven't had any rain for quite some time now, so we're able to drive into most any field that we want to. Last year, we ran into really tough conditions just because we had so much rain. Combines were having trouble getting the wheat off of the fields and leaving big, huge ruts. We couldn't drive into any field with a vehicle to go set the decoys out there, so made that part of hunting really difficult. But this year, everything's looking perfect.
Can't wait to get up there. New DRC calls. You've been turning a lot of wood calls lately that just look incredible. They sound great. If people want to find out more about your wood goose calls, your acrylics, your Delrins, your duck calls, where can they go, Corey?
DRCcalls.com.
Corey Loeffler, DRC Call Company, Thief River Falls. Thanks for being on Sporting Journal Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up, we'll go in the truck with Tony Crotty, plus Joe Henry has that Lake of the Woods fishing report, and Laura Stengren will tell us more about Goose Fest. Now is the time to start thinking about chasing big walleyes on Devil's Lake. Get on the fish at Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort. Hay Bale Heights makes it easy for you to make memories on legendary Devil's Lake with guided fishing and lodging packages. Or bring your own boat and rent one of their cabins on East Bay. Hay Bale Heights offers a private marina, fish cleaning station, and the opportunity to relax and enjoy your bucket list trip to Devil's Lake, North Dakota. To book your trip, visit haybaleheights.com. That's haybaleheights.com.
Hey, anglers, looking for a destination where walleyes, fresh air, and fish fries are a way of life? Look no further than the famous waters of Lake of the Woods. From Bedette and the Rainy River to the main lake up to the Northwest Angle. Here, you'll enjoy the best walleye catch rate in the state. Maybe you'll pursue world-class sturgeon, pike, or muskies. Plus, you'll find lots of full-service resorts offering charter boats, delicious meals, and lots of Minnesota nice. Come experience the walleye capital of the world. Come experience Lake of the Woods. Catch the details at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. With 2 million acres of hunting land and water to choose from, the Thief River Falls area offers hunters choices of deer, elk, bear, grouse, woodcock, and sandhill cranes. This is also a growing area for duck and goose populations, making it an untapped bonanza for waterfowlers. In any season, Thief River Falls is truly a hunter's paradise. Visit Thief River Falls for an authentic hunting experience and a variety of comfortable lodging amenities. They're pet friendly too. Plan your trip today at www.visittrf.com.
Hi, this is Sporting Journal Radio. It's Brett T-Bone Amundson. Thanks for tuning in across the Sporting Journal Radio Network. It's a little noisy because once again, we're in the truck with Tony Crotty here from Mid-Migration Outfitters. We've been scouting because that's what we do this time of year. For 4 months out of the year, it's pretty much every morning and evening, either hunting or scouting and driving around. And that's what we've been doing because the Minnesota early goose season is going on right now. And Tony, rapid fire, favorite scouting rig?
Well, I would say my truck, obviously.
And this obviously gets really good gas mileage, like what, 5-6 miles to the gallon?
Yeah, it's not that great. You know, it's got the big 6-liter gas in it, so it kind of goes through the gas in a hurry.
I remember scouting with you one time in something a little bit smaller than this.
Yeah, well, sometimes we'll go out and scout around in little Honda 4-cylinder cars that get about, you know, 4 times the mileage that these do.
And I remember actually hunting in one of those with a decoy spread, and I think we even had a sneak boat tied to the top or something. I don't remember.
Yeah, sometimes it's just what you got to do, you know, save a little money.
Absolutely. So we're driving around western Minnesota in that Lac qui Parle area where you guide with Mid-Migration Outfitters, ducks and geese right now, the early goose season. Of course, this weekend, the youth waterfowl opener, and you've been known to take some kids out for youth waterfowl day.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool deal to get the younger kids out, and we usually have some pretty good success with it. And looking forward to this weekend. We're not 100% on if we'll be going out or not, but if we do, it'll be a ton of fun.
Some people don't always think Youth Waterfowl Day is a great idea.
No, you know, a lot of people, you know, it's kind of controversial, but you know, the thing is it's not about us, what we want to do, you know, how we want to shoot ducks. We need to get these younger guys out there, and it's a great opportunity to get these guys out in the water or out in the field to, you know, have some opportunities, and we'll have plenty of chances later on down the season.
Kind of fun to be able to scout ducks again though, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And you know, that's kind of always in the back of our mind, obviously, as we're coming into the guide season for duck hunting, so we're always kind of scouting for them. But it gets real fun now that we know that we'll be able to see them getting shot at on Saturday.
We're in the truck with Tony Crotty
on Sporting Journal Radio here. I'm Brett Amundson. Thanks for tuning in. We're literally in his truck right now scouting. We've been driving around looking for Canada geese for the early Canada goose season. Of course, also Youth Waterfowl Day here this weekend. And then the opener, not that far away. Next weekend, the last weekend of the early goose season, you still got some openings if people want to go on a guided goose hunt here during the early season, Tony?
Yep, absolutely. We should get pretty good. We should have some silage coming out here soon. So that last weekend, we got some openings, and then we also have openings for opener of ducks as well.
You know, and I guide with you too, and I you know, early season, we always go back and forth on early season because birds sometimes are, they act a little bit different. They're not as easy to pattern at times. But the one thing I will say that's been nice is there's been a lot of easy hides for some of these early season birds.
Yeah, this year we've been kind of blessed with the early season, you know, when it comes to our hides. A lot of times, it gets real tough for us, but we've been hunting a lot of standing corn or field edges and things like that, and taller wheat stubble, and we haven't really had to work too hard to hide this year so far, so it's been great.
Hide is so important when you're out there hunting, and with the early Canada goose season, you can shoot 5 geese a day. Once the regular season kicks in, coming up on the 23rd, it's 3 Canada geese per day in Minnesota. Wisconsin and North Dakota have some different regulations. Make sure you check your reg books, of course. But I've been talking to Steve Courts, Tony, about next season. They're talking about maybe making the duck season a little bit longer, extending it in Minnesota, and maybe even up in the Canada goose limit for the regular season. What would you like to see for a regular season bag limit on Canada geese in Minnesota?
You know, the 3 to 5 bird range is great. If they move it up to 5 throughout the entire regular season, then I'd be completely content with that. You know, the thing is sometimes it's a bit tough at times to, you know, get up to that limit for birds, but, you know, when we have the birds around and we can make the opportunities and take advantage of it, then that would be great.
That's one thing. When you're scouting in western Minnesota, you have to watch out for deer all the time. We've had deer just jumped out in front of us right there. Man, there's a lot of deer. I mean, this is off topic a little bit, but there's a lot of deer and a lot of pheasants around this year.
Yeah, for anybody that's looking to get out this way and chase deer or pheasants, I think it should be a really good year for that. We've been seeing pheasants all over, and there's plenty of young deer moving around too, so hopefully it'll be a good fall for hunting other than just waterfowl.
We spent some time in North Dakota. We saw a lot of ducks out there. We've actually lately been seeing quite a few ducks here in western Minnesota. You think it's going to be a good fall for ducks?
Yeah, it's starting to turn around quite a bit. You know, early on we didn't see that many birds, but they were kind of hiding on us, and now we're starting to see quite a few blue-winged teal around and some mallards and wood ducks, and I think it should be a real solid season for us out here in western Minnesota.
Let's talk gear a little bit too, whether you're Canada goose hunting or let's talk Canada geese. Your decoy spread, like how when the regular season opens up here on the 23rd, what kind of decoy spread, what kind of decoys, what are you thinking for Canada geese? Do you have a strategy in mind?
Well, when it opens up, we're going to probably be running just about the kind of the same that we do through the early season. We'll, you know, be running somewhat smaller decoy spreads or try and mimic what's in the field. But as time goes on and the season gets longer and the refuge around here starts to get more and more geese on it, then we'll start running bigger spreads all the way up to 30, 40 dozen decoys.
And you're starting to see the use of, it's almost like, I don't want to call it old school or anything, but it's kind of funny how you see trends cycle back and forth, and you're starting to see a lot more silhouettes being used out there.
Yeah, they're becoming more and more updated. So, you know, they're, in my opinion, kind of taking the place of the full body just because they're so lifelike. We're killing a lot of geese over them this year, and it makes our lives a lot easier. They set a lot faster. They're a lot lighter, a lot easier to carry around, and you know, for price reasons too. I mean, it for the average guy that's going to buy 5 dozen decoys, it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg to buy them.
And you can get a whole pile of them inside a Honda 4-cylinder.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a couple of friends that are buying them just so they can put them in their car that they drive around, so they're mobile and don't have to have a truck.
Pretty excited about it this year, Tony, with Mid-Migration Outfitters here on Sporting Journal Radio. Tony, we're going to be guiding here in western Minnesota for Canada geese and ducks, diving ducks, mallards, puddle ducks, whatever. But this year, we're expanding into South Dakota.
Yep. Yeah, this is our first year jumping over in South Dakota. I lease quite a bit of land over there in the eastern part of the state, and we're jumping over there, and we're going to be running some guided hunts over there, and it's just an amazing place to hunt. Huge flyaway for ducks and geese, and should be a ton of fun.
So if somebody wants to hunt South Dakota, they might be able to get in with us yet this year, you think, or how's that going to work?
Yep. If anybody wants to hunt South Dakota, just get a hold of me. And we still have some dates available right around the beginning of November is when we're going to be out there. So get in contact me by phone or on the website.
One thing that's been kind of interesting the last couple of days, you know, we had some 40-degree temperatures this last week. We lost a lot of doves.
Yeah, we really did. Our season was really ended, you know, before it even started, realistically. We hunted opener and shot some, and then we went out this morning and shot a few, but with these cold temps, they just move out, and that's just the way that goes.
We're in the truck with Tony Crotty on Sporting Journal Radio. I should probably actually get like a real voiceover guy to do this in the truck instead of me just speaking really close into the microphone. We're in the truck, literally in the truck right now as we do this every week here on Sporting Journal Radio with Tony Crotty from Mid-Migration Outfitters. We're going up to Goose Fest. We talked to Laura from Thief River Falls. We're gearing back up for Goose Fest. I know you've been coming up there with me now with the last couple of years, and we take a trip to northern Minnesota of duck hunting after that. I'm pretty excited to get back up there this year.
Yeah, you and me both. I'm really excited. It'll be all sorts of fun to get up there, and we're gonna chase some cranes around, and you know, hopefully if all goes to plan, and some geese, and then we do our annual guys fun hunt trip up to northern Minnesota to shoot ducks. So I'm excited. I can't wait.
You haven't shot a crane yet, have you?
Nope, shot at one last year, but he didn't come down, so I'm still looking for that first one.
It's really cool. I love those birds. They're so neat, and the population is growing so fast. You can only hunt them in the northwest corner of Minnesota, or if you're in the Dakotas, you can hunt them over there, but in Minnesota, and there's some reasons for that, because there's an eastern population and a western population. They both meet Minnesota, and it's a longer story for me to tell you than what we have right now for time available here left on the show. But cool birds, they're delicious. Hopefully we can shoot them. It's Goose Fest, September 29th and 30th up in Middle River, that Thief River Falls area in northwestern Minnesota. That's the second weekend of the duck season, which works out perfect for us being in the central zone, because our zones are split again this year. The central waterfowl zone closes down for that week, so it allows us to take a break from the guiding season and go and have a fun trip on our own.
Yeah, exactly. It works out great for us, and you know, we get to go up there and see some old friends and hunt and have a little bit of fun, and it's an opportunity just to get out and experience the northern part of the state. So it's something that I really enjoy.
And the opener again coming up September 23rd. And Tony, it's great. You know, we've really been growing with Mid-Migration Outfitters. We've got more guides, more decoys, more land. And we got some more openings now all of a sudden for opening weekend. If anybody wants to come out, we can get them on some hunts now.
Yeah, absolutely. We have openings available, and like I say, yeah, we've been growing over the past couple of years quite a bit. So, if anybody's looking to get out, just get a hold of me or you, and we'll get them set up.
I'm excited. We're grabbing the bull by the horns this fall, and we're gonna have a lot of fun chasing ducks and geese around in the truck with Tony Crotty from Mid-Migration Outfitters. Tony, thank you very much.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Up next, Joe Henry is at Lake of the Woods Fishing Report, and Laura Stengrim from Thief River Falls Convention and Visitors Bureau has a Goose Fest status report for us as well.
Now is the time to start thinking about chasing big walleyes on Devil's Lake. Get on the fish at Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort. Hay Bale Heights makes it easy for you to make memories on legendary Devil's Lake with guided fishing and lodging packages. Or bring your own boat and rent one of their cabins on East Bay. Hay Bale Heights offers a private marina, fish cleaning station, and the opportunity to relax and enjoy your bucket list trip to Devil's Lake, North Dakota. To book your trip, visit haybaleheights.com. That's HayBaleHeights.com.
With 2 million acres of hunting land and water to choose from, the Thief River Falls area offers hunters choices of deer, elk, bear, grouse, woodcock, and sandhill cranes. This is also a growing area for duck and goose populations, making it an untapped bonanza for waterfowlers. In any season, Thief River Falls is truly a hunter's paradise. Visit Thief River Falls for an authentic hunting experience in a variety of comfortable lodging amenities. They're pet friendly too. Plan your trip today at www.visittrf.com.
Hey anglers, looking for a destination where walleyes, fresh air, and fish fries are a way of life? Look no further than the famous waters of Lake of the Woods. From Bedette and the Rainy River to the main lake up to the Northwest Angle. Here you'll enjoy the best walleye catch rate in the state. Maybe you'll pursue world-class sturgeon, pike, or muskies. Plus you'll find lots of full-service resorts offering charter boats, delicious meals, and lots of Minnesota nice. Come experience the walleye capital of the world. Come experience Lake of the Woods. Catch the details at lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
All right, we're back on Sporting Journal Radio. I'm Brett Amundson. Thanks for tuning in across the Sporting Journal Radio Network. On demand at sportingjournalradio.com or subscribing in your iTunes in the podcast section as well. This is the Midwest's radio home for the outdoors, Sporting Journal Radio. Now we're going to head up to Lake of the Woods to talk to Joe Henry, find out how fishing has been up there. And Joe, you know, we've been dove hunting because that opened up on the 1st, although we had some pretty cool nights. I think a lot of our doves were gone. And in fact, on Wednesday, we went out and dove hunted. Tuesday night, we had doves in the field that we scouted out.
And when we went out there Wednesday morning, I think we shot a handful. Most of them had left because it got down to around 40 degrees in our part of the state here, western Minnesota. And it was even colder up by Lake of the Woods up there. But then we left and we figured, hey, we got a little bit of time because we left the field early because it was pretty slow. We had rods in the back of the truck and we decided to go fishing because this time of the year fishing gets so good. And normally I'm too busy carrying around a shotgun to fish. But instead, we decided to go get in on some of the fishing. And, you know, that's because the fishing can get the best all year right about now, can it?
Yeah, it can. You know, the fish put on, whether it's walleyes, muskies, crappies, bass, pike, whatever, they put the feed bag on coming into the fall like this. The water gets a little bit chillier and those fish get active. And I'll tell you what, it's a real good time to fish.
I got a message from a friend of mine up in northern Minnesota that morning, that Wednesday morning when it was around, you know, low 40s here. He was in the mid 30s. I'd assume it got pretty cool up there this week.
It got chilly, you know, and it has been. Some of the nights it get a little chilly, and you know, being that far north, it's going to get chillier. You know, whether it's 10 degrees, it makes a difference. And it's also why we have such good ice fishing, is that, you know, good ice, I should say, is that, you know, if it's around the freezing point down in central Minnesota, you know, up there we're staying below the freezing mark, and that helps to maintain our ice longer. So it can be a good thing too. But, you know, you're talking fishing right now, Brett, I'll tell you, with those colder temps coming in, that kind of gets some different things happening too. And, you know, that annual shiner run on the Rainy River, it turns into a walleye run because the walleyes chase the shiners. But, you know, in the fall, each year there's an annual run of emerald shiners up the Rainy River. And, you know, they come in big clouds, big schools of them will come up. And it's a timing thing. It has to do with temperature. It has to do with moon phases. There's a lot of things at play. But I'll tell you something. When those shiners come up, a lot of the walleyes will follow, and it turns that river into being right now a decent fishery for walleyes, as a lot of the walleyes are in the lake, to an unbelievable fishery. Because, you know, you get all these walleyes out in the main basin there, and not every fish goes up there, of course, but you get a lot of them, and all of a sudden they're constricted within the Rainy River. And there just isn't too many places for them to hide.
Talking with Joe Henry about Lake of the Woods here on Sporting Journal Radio. And do you compare the walleye fishing in the fall on the Rainy to how good it can be in the spring?
Some years, yes. And I say some years because it's really dependent upon the shiner run. You know, some years they run heavy. And of course, the years they run heavy, you know, those are the times that the more walleyes come in. There's always a nice run of walleyes up the Rainy River in the fall. And, you know, it's just a matter of how heavy the shiners go and then consequently how heavy the walleyes go. I will say this, though. It's pretty neat because from the mouth of the river at Wheeler's Point, you have about 40 miles of navigable Rainy River. And, you know, for anybody with a 14 or 16-foot boat, it's game on, you know. And you don't have to have a big boat to handle that big water all of a sudden. You know, there's different spots up and down the river. I mean, it's a river, so you got holes and you got outcroppings that block the current, and you got, you know, a few rock bars. And I mean, there's so many spots to fish these walleyes in, and they're literally catching them, you know, when it starts happening from the mouth all the way up to Birchdale, Nelson's Landing there, Nelson Park. And it's fun. And you know what? When you fish the walleyes, it's kind of an enjoyable way to fish them too, because most people are using a jig and a minnow, and you get some people that troll cranks and they do real well, but normally a jig and a minnow is a way to go after them,
which is a pretty easy way to do it. But I found you know, I remember fishing on the Rainy River on Halloween actually one year, and I don't know if the water level was up a little bit, there was a little bit more current. You have to find that right jig size to get all the way down to the bottom, Joe.
You know, with a little bit of current and stuff, you know, it's nothing to use a half ounce or sometimes even a 3/4 ounce jig, you know. And it's stained water too, so the walleyes aren't so darn finicky. It's not like you have to finesse the heck out of them. You're better off to maintain contact with that bottom. I'll tell you the other thing too is, you know, you can anchor up in a good spot and jig those walleyes right over the side of the boat. That's fun. But, you know, one of the things I've been doing lately, it's been pretty effective, using my little kicker motor or troll motor to kind of slide forwards real slow into the current. So then all of a sudden your presentation goes from being more vertical to a little bit more horizontal. You little more line out, and you drop that jig back to touch the bottom, and you pull it forward. Not fast, just pull it forward, and then you bring it back, and you feel that thump of it hitting the bottom, and you pull it forward. And that could be a nice way just to slide current breaks and try different spots within an area. And you can slide up with your motor, and then you keep your motor running, and then you control drift it back. A little bit different angle, keep it slower than the current speed, And that can be a very effective way to fish. And it's fun too. I mean, man, you know, usually you get the bites when they're, when you're dropping that jig back, and it's usually it's a nice thump. It's great.
I'm going to give a little tip out here, Joe. It's not very often I do this, but I'm going to give out a little tip. We're fishing on the Rainy River, three of us in the boat, and we're all fishing with green jigs, right? But
yeah,
the two other guys were snapping fish like left and right, just nonstop, and I couldn't get one to save my life. I don't know what I was doing, the exact same thing they were doing. I couldn't figure it out. And then I looked, and my green jig was a little different color green, a different shade of green than theirs was. And there was one more that matched their jigs in the boat. And I finally tied it on. And next thing I know, I had three walleyes in the boat in 5 minutes. It was just the right color green for that day. But, you know, don't be afraid to change up your colors a little bit if it's not working. And it was so funny because we wanted to co-fish sturgeon, and I was with Jamie Dittman, and you know, he was getting sick of catching walleyes. He was catching so many walleyes, Joe.
Yeah.
And he's like, I just want to go fish sturgeon. Would you hurry up and catch a fish, Brett? And finally, I caught those three right away when I switched jigs, and he goes, finally. He reels in his rod, and we went up river to go try to catch sturgeon. It was a pretty funny experience.
Well, you remember, you know, it wasn't that long ago that you, myself, and Jamie were in a boat on the Rainy River in the spring. And, you know, we were whacking walleyes. And, you know, if you remember that time, I had was just kind of playing around. I put some gold spinners in front of my jig.
Oh, right.
And that was the ticket that one day. And, you know, it's good to experiment. And you need different shades of green, different shades of this and that. Trying different colors, different shapes, different techniques. Putting a plastic on. Trying a frozen shiner compared to a live shiner. Trying a stinger hook if you keep getting tapped and you can't get your fish. Trying a rainbow over a shiner minnow. Some people will put on a crawler harness or a spinner, and they'll have a nice weight with that spinner because of that current. That spinner is always working. And they'll put a shiner or a piece of crawler on that. I mean, there's a lot of ways to get it done. And I'll tell you what, the trolling thing, I mean, you don't troll in the river, right? The water is too cold in the fall, and you don't troll in the river. Tell you what, I'll never forget the time I was anchored up and jigging, and we're pecking away at them. You know, watch this, these two Ranger boats from that Iowa tags on them, and they trolled by me, and they were just windmilling fish, man. And they were getting some big fish.
Oh,
and
come just, on, Joe. The guys from Iowa were not out fishing you on the Rainy River.
They taught me something that day. They had them dialed in. And I was kidding around with them as I watched them come by. They're real nice guys. And I said, boy, you guys can't troll. The water's too cold. And they said, yeah, exactly. Well, tell that 28 and that 29 that we got just a mile back that, you know, and they said every year we tried trolling up here one fall and did so well that our vacation is we come in the fall and we target trolling on the Rainy River with lead core line. Just because lead core makes it so nice that if you go through a, you know, 20-foot span and you slide up to 10 and you can still adjust and do well. But that's how they whacked them. And they were just really doing well. But you know, Brad, it makes sense in a way. You know what, I talked to one pro one time, and I said, how cold is it before you can start pulling a crankbait? How cold can the water be before you shouldn't pull them anymore? And he made the comment to me, he said, if I could cut a trench in Lake of the Woods during ice fishing and try pulling a crank, I would try it, because it gets the reaction bite, and those fish are still used to eating minnows. Sure. Especially injured minnows.
Sure. Well, the fall shiner run on the Rainy River, great time to be fishing up there or start making plans for your ice fishing trip. Joe, if people want to book a trip to Lake of the Woods, where can they find out more info?
Check out our website. It's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
All right, coming up next, we're going in the truck with Tony Crotty as we scout for Canada geese here during the early season. He's got some tips for you if you plan on chasing waterfowl, whether for Youth Day, the opener coming up on the 23rd, or just heading out for the early goose season. Joe Henry has a Lake of the Woods fishing report, and Laura Stengrim from Thief River Falls Convention and Visitors Bureau will tell us more about what you can expect at Goose Fest this year. Hey, it's Brett Amundson from Sporting Journal Radio and Prairie Sportsman, and if you want to hunt with us this fall, you can. We'll be guiding duck and goose hunts all over western Minnesota around the Lac qui Parle area. Lac qui Parle is known for its goose hunting, and this year should be no different. And with the wet conditions we've had, the ducks are everywhere. If you want to find out more information, go to midmigrationoutfitters.com. We've got pictures, videos, more information about what you need to bring and what the rates are. Visit midmigrationoutfitters.com.
With 2 million acres of hunting land and water to choose from, the Thief River Falls area offers hunters choices of deer, elk, bear, grouse, woodcock, and sandhill cranes. This is also a growing area for duck and goose populations, making it an untapped bonanza for waterfowlers. In any season, Thief River Falls is truly a hunter's paradise. Visit Thief River Falls for an authentic hunting experience in a variety of comfortable lodging amenities. They're pet friendly too. Plan your trip today at www.visittrf.com.
Now is the time to start thinking about chasing big walleyes on Devil's Lake. Get on the fish at Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort. Hay Bale Heights makes it easy for you to make memories on legendary Devil's Lake with guided fishing and lodging packages. Or bring your own boat and rent one of their cabins on East Bay. Hay Bale Heights offers a private marina, fish cleaning station, and the opportunity to relax and enjoy your bucket list trip to Devil's Lake, North Dakota. To book your trip, visit haybaleheights.com. That's haybaleheights.com.
Hey, anglers, looking for a destination where walleyes, fresh air, and fish fries are a way of life? Look no further than the famous waters of Lake of the Woods. From Bedette and the Rainy River to the main lake up to the Northwest Angle. Here, you'll enjoy the best walleye catch rate in the state. Maybe you'll pursue world-class sturgeon, pike, or muskies. Plus, you'll find lots of full-service resorts offering charter boats, delicious meals, and lots of Minnesota nice. Come experience the walleye capital of the world. Come experience Lake of the Woods. Catch the details at lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio, the Midwest's radio home for the outdoors. I'm your host, Brett Amundson. Now, for the last few years, I've been making the trek to the small town of Middle River, Minnesota during the waterfowl season. The community there grows from around 300 to over 3,000 people or so during the annual celebration of the Canada Goose. This is the 43rd annual Goose Festival, chosen event of the year by Explore Minnesota. There's a ton of things to do in addition to chasing geese up there. And Laura Sengrim, the executive director of the Thief River Falls Convention and Visitors Bureau, joins us on the show to tell us more. Laura, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Brett.
Corey Loeffler up there sent me a message on Wednesday saying it was 36 degrees Wednesday morning.
Yes, it's been, it's kind of finally creeped into that fall season. I guess, you know, goose hunters and waterfowl hunters in general, I think, have been waiting for this weather to come, waiting for September to get here. And it's finally here. The smell of fall's in the air. And along with that definitely comes goose hunting and the Goose Festival.
Yeah, and I love it. It's my favorite time of the year. The cooler weather gets me excited. And of course, with the early goose season in progress, we've been out chasing geese already, but things really heat up when the regular waterfowl season opens. See what I did there? And that's right around the corner. And it's week number two of the regular waterfowl season this year, September 29th and 30th, is this year's Goose Fest. Laura, can you believe it's the 43rd year already?
To be honest, I have not been around or alive that long.
Right.
But I've been kind of involved in the event for about the last 10 years or so. And even these past 10 years, it's been growing each year. I mean, the Middle River Community Club puts so much effort into coming up with new and interesting events to add to this festival. And so really, if you've been there before, it is worth the trip back, because I guarantee that you will find something new, a new, you know, component of the event, something, you know, such as the goose calling contest, or there's a goose cook-off. They've even added a really great beanbag tournament, and of course, a huge parade, tons and tons and tons of different things going on throughout the whole weekend there in Middle River.
And Goose Fest is, it's obviously a great community get together, but it's really meant to show off the great outdoor opportunities that are there around Thief River Falls, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I work for the Thief River Falls Convention and Visitors Bureau, like you mentioned, and we, you know, like to kind of think of ourselves or pride ourselves as being the regional hub here in Northwest Minnesota. And so we have really fantastic hunting opportunities around our region, but they stretch all the way up, you know, definitely north through Middle River, which is only about a 25-minute drive north of Thief River Falls here. The Thief Lake Wildlife Management Area around Middle River is one of the best goose hunting areas in, I'd say, the state of Minnesota, absolutely, you know, by far. So that's something we like to kind of pride ourselves on, but it really is closer to Middle River. So once you, you know, take advantage of some of those event and festival components and head out hunting. It's all kind of right in that same area, right around like a 10-mile radius, I'd say, of Middle River.
Yeah, it's a great area, and Agassiz Wildlife Refuge is up there too. And we had never hunted Thief Lake before, Laura, and we went up there last year and hunted it, and it gets a lot of pressure. It's kind of a legendary waterfowl hunting area in Minnesota. It has been for a number of years. But I'll tell you what, despite a lot of other hunters on there, we still found a place to hunt. You know, we dumped our boat in and found a place to hunt and shot a pile of ducks. I don't know if I've ever seen more ringneck ducks ringbills in my life than what I saw last year on Thief Lake. It was great, and it was all part of Goose Fest, which we really enjoyed. And I see Explore Minnesota thinks this event is pretty cool.
They sure do. So actually, just this past February 2017, the Middle River Goose Festival was named Event of the Year at the Explore Minnesota Tourism State Conference. And I was there to witness it. There was a room full of probably 300 people who also witnessed it. And it was a surprise for the Middle River Goose Festival. And actually Kay Dell and Tom Super, who have been involved since the beginning of the Middle River Goose Fest, they were there to accept the award. And it was just such a fantastic thing to witness, because I'm sure all of the listeners know how much work goes into planning an event. But a festival of this size is just really, really huge and takes a whole village. It takes a whole committee of people. And so to have them recognized for all their work was really, really fun to see.
Talking with Laura Stengram here from Thief River Falls Convention and Visitors Bureau about the 43rd annual Goose Festival in Middle River, Thief River Falls, northwestern Minnesota, the area up there. Give us a little background on Goose Fest. How did it get started?
Well, like we mentioned earlier, it got started about 43 years ago, and it was much, much smaller. And like I mentioned, I mean, I wasn't around back then, but from what I've heard, they just wanted something. They wanted to put on an event to celebrate their community, because they really do have a fantastic community. You know, if you've never been to Middle River, it is worth the drive. It is nestled up in northwest Minnesota, like I mentioned, about 25 minutes or miles north of Thief River Falls on Highway 32. And it's just been growing each year. They have a full community of only about 300 people. But when they all pitch in to add, you know, something kind of different and unique to that festival, it continues to grow each year. And, you know, it shows. If the listeners are able to bring the family up for just one component of the event, maybe you've got some time on Saturday, I'd really recommend checking out the parade. That's Saturday afternoon at 12:30. And it's one of the biggest parades that I've seen in a small community like that. It is just full of really, really neat floats and attractions, and the streets are lined. They've definitely had upwards around the 3,000 to even 5,000 people in that small little town of 300. So it really is something to see.
And that's Saturday, September 30th in Middle River, Minnesota. Talking about Goose Fest here on Sporting Journal Radio. Year number 43, tell us a little bit more about this year's event. What's going on? What's new? Stuff like that.
Sure. Well, like I mentioned, it's a small, small town. And what I think is really noteworthy is both Friday and Saturday night, they have two bands going on, kind of right next door to each other. They've got a band at The Wheel, which is a really, really unique, cool little bar. And then right next door, they've got another band at the American Legion. So Friday and Saturday, actually from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., you can find the FM All-Stars at The Wheel, and then you can find the Knight Riders at the American Legion. And there's also a dodgeball tournament. There's a beanbag tournament. There are goose calling contests.
I'll tell you what,
cook-offs.
Laura, sorry to interrupt you, but that beanbag tournament's it's a serious deal.
It is serious. You have to be ready to play once you get there. And actually, that's right. Going on. I'm looking on the schedule here, 5:15. You have to be downtown Middle River on Friday evening at 5:15. So You may even have to take off some work, but it'll be worth it.
Yeah, it's crazy how serious people have gotten in that beanbag tournament. It looks like it's been a lot of fun. And, you know, I've always been a fan of that Goose Cook-Off because, you know, Goose doesn't always get the best review when it comes to table fare. So it's fun to see, you know, the various ways people prepare it. And some of them have caused me to threaten lives to get the recipe, Laura.
Well, I agree. I remember tasting a few of them myself and thinking, are you sure this is goose meat? Because, right. You know, you have maybe tasted it before and thought, nah, it's not really for me. But there are so many, you know, unique. This is kind of the goose hunting capital of I think they like to say the world, or at least Minnesota. And so these people really do know how to cook their goose meat. And so that's definitely something to check out as well. And that happens on Saturday, September 30th at 5:15 p.m. So that's going to be right on the main street. And actually, the goose calling contest is happening at that same time. And that's sponsored by Cabela's. And so kind of to get that really local culture and something that you're not going to see at other small town festivals, that's really going to be something unique to check out.
Calling contests is great. And there's so many events for families and kids. Campground fills up fast. Like you said, there's a ton of live music. The nightlife actually gets pretty wild. It's a good time. There's a lot of people around there having fun. Laura, where can people find out more about Goose Fest?
Yeah, so Goose Fest has a really well-updated Facebook page. And so that would be my best suggestion is to check out their page called Goose Festival Middle River, Minnesota on Facebook. And, you know, like you mentioned, Brett, their campground fills up fast. They don't have many spots available. So, you know, we really invite you to check out our website for the Thief River Falls area, which is visittrf.com. And check out our 7 hotels and our 2 campgrounds that we have. Like I mentioned, we're only about 25 miles south of Middle River. And we have really great lodging opportunities available. And I know that it's early enough yet in September where we've still got a lot of rooms open, but you better really call and make your reservation soon before they do fill up.
And some dog friendly rooms there too, right?
You betcha.
Very good. Laura Stengram, Goose Fest, the 43rd annual Goose Fest, September 29, 30, Middle River, Thief River Falls, Minnesota. Thanks for being on Sporting Journal Radio.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Also, my thanks to Corey Loeffler from the DRC Call Company, Tony Crotty from Mid-Migration Outfitters, and Joe Henry from Lake of the Woods. This week's show has been brought to you by Lake of the Woods Tourism. Also, visit Thief River Falls, Mid-Migration Outfitters, and, of course, Haybale Heights Campground and Resort. Lucas Mertens is currently on a hunting trip in Canada. We'll check back in with Lucas next week here on the show. Thank you for listening. I'm Brett Amundson. Make sure you take some time to spend some time in the outdoors this week.
You've been listening to Sporting Journal Radio, the Midwest's radio home for the outdoors, on the Sporting Journal Radio Network. To listen to this show again, get the latest hunting and fishing news and more, visit sportingjournalradio.com.